Morning Edition continues. I'm Kevin Willis. Three Warren County Republicans are running for the Southern Kentucky House seat held by Democrat Jody Richards since 1976. Ben Lawson, Troy Brooks, and Todd Alcott are seeking the GOP nomination for the 20th District House seat, which covers part of Warren County, including Bowling Green. WKU Public Radio is introducing you to all the candidates on the ballot in next week's primary election. Earlier this week, we brought you reports on the five Democrats in the race. Their stories can be found at WKYUFM.org. Today, Lisa Autry introduces us to the three Republican candidates.
Ben Lawson says toxic language and lack of civility has people frustrated with the state of politics. Lawson, who works in the insurance industry, says he offers a fresh perspective to some of Frankfurt's challenges. Central to his campaign is fiscal conservatism.
The whole pension deal is a big reason that I got involved, is I feel like it was avoidable to some extent. We can't live in a world where we think, okay, times are good now, things aren't ever going to get bad down the road. We need to plan with conservative estimates on our returns. We need to have yearly, checks to say, hey, are we hitting benchmarks to make sure we can fulfill our promises down the road?
At 28 years old, Lawson is the youngest of all eight candidates in the 20th District House race. For Troy Brooks, this race is about second chances. He launched a campaign to challenge State Senator Mike Wilson in 2013, but withdrew from the race after being indicted on theft charges in Tennessee. At the time, Brooks was an attorney and was charged with misappropriating money from clients. He was disbarred in the volunteer state. When asked to respond, Brooks issued a statement that said, quote, "I have taken full responsibility for my actions. I repaid every penny to my former clients. The court saw fit to dismiss all of the charges leveled against me, and my record was expunged," end of quote. Brooks now works as a small business consultant and wants to use his expertise to strengthen workforce development.
Talking to small business owners, they said, we don't have a skilled enough workforce. And secondly, they said, if we do find an applicant, they can't pass a drug screen.
The 20th District House race also features Todd Alcott, who is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force. Alcott says having served his country makes him uniquely qualified to serve his community.
For me, in the military, it was about earning the trust of my airmen. I always put them first, and so I correlate that to putting the people of Bowling Green first.
Alcott now works as the JROTC instructor at Warren East High School. The pension system for public workers and its impact on education is at the heart of all three Republican campaigns. At a recent political forum, Alcott was the only candidate to say he would have voted for the controversial pension bill that Governor Bevin signed into law.
To me, it was a tough decision, but in the end, it was the right decision.
He says while the process lacked transparency, he thinks lawmakers saved the pension system from going broke. While he would not have voted for the pension bill, fellow GOP member Ben Lawson doesn't think new teachers are being shorted by not having a defined benefit plan.
The 401k style plan with the guaranteed no loss, I think it's a very good idea. It takes the financial liability off the state moving forward. You know, the market is unreliable, but it's got to be at least as reliable as expecting politicians to fulfill promises that happened so many years ago.
None of the three Republican candidates are shy in their disapproval of GOP Governor Matt Bevin's job performance. Troy Brooks says he applauds Bevin for taking up pension reform that was passed over by former leaders, but he disagrees with the governor's approach.
Teachers are human beings, and they have feelings too. And I know Governor Bevin apologized, and I was glad that he did apologize. There's got to be more civility in state government.
WKU Public Radio has profiled all eight candidates this week who are running for Jody Richards' House seat. This story and the others can be found at our website, WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.